This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Thank you for being a part of it. Welcome, Matt O'Shea. Matt is alderman in Chicago and a big ally of Chicago police because, Matt, a lot of them live in your 19th ward, correct?
That's correct, Lisa. I represent more Chicago police officers than any other community.
And the mayor revealed her budget this week, and they were bumping up the police budget from about 1 point, well, you know the numbers. What is it?
I don't have the exact numbers. I mean, I did attend her budget address, and you know, like anything else, the devil is in the details. What's got me concerned is that in this budget address, we're not talking about what we're doing to offer hiring incentives. As we know, law enforcement applications are down nationwide. But the Chicago Police Department numbers have seen a drastic decline. I mean, we are in a public safety crisis on staffing alone, and not enough is being done to try to address that.
The city's police budget would rise to $1.94 billion from $1.88 billion. Is that going to... Is really that the issue of getting police on the force?
Well, there's a lot of issues we have, but the facts are there. Over the last 3 years, Lisa and Steve, murders are up more than 30% citywide. Yes, that's right, 30% increase in murders. Theft, up more than 30%. Motor vehicle theft, up over 80%. Shooting incidents, up over 35%. These numbers don't lie.
So, Alderman, what would you like the city to do to get more applicants? Because that's the issue, right? It's not that their money's not there to pay the police officers. The officers aren't applying for the jobs. What would you do to entice more to apply?
We need to think outside the box. And several other large cities, large police departments are already doing this. New York, L.A., Baltimore, Philly, they're offering home buyer assistance and or cash bonus incentives to try to attract people to this very difficult, stressful position. And again, you know, this is a problem nationwide, but we've been talking about it, but we're not doing anything. And back in May, more than 4 months ago, I introduced an ordinance trying to address this. And this would be an incentive, a cash incentive, a bonus to sign up, get through the academy and start on the job, but also an incentive for first-time home buyers. Another thing we should be looking at is really aggressively going to our military bases nationwide. And as men and women are honorably discharging, that they might want to come relocate to Chicago, a world-class city.
What kind of cash bonus are you talking about?
We're talking anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
And then more assistance with the home purchase.
Correct.
And how does that make people who have served on the force for 20 years
feel? Anywhere
in
the city.
You know, don't you think there's going to be pushback from veterans who aren't getting that $5,000 to $10,000 bonus that have served 20 years through the thick and thin of all the trials and tribulations of this city?
The problem we have is those veterans are walking away from the job and nobody's signing up for it. You know, two of our classes this summer, one had 16 graduates, Lisa. 16.
Yeah, we need more cops. I'm on board with that, Matt. This is Matt O'Shea. He's an alderman for the 19th Ward. But Chicago, other than New York City, we have the highest budget for our police department in the nation. And I think in 2021, our budget accounted for about 40% of the city's operating budget. Is it an issue that we need more money or that money needs to be better allocated?
It needs to be better allocated. You know, another thing I'd like to talk about, Lisa and Steve, is air support. All other major cities have significant air support. We just bought a helicopter for $1 from the Vietnam era. It's going to be up in the air in December. The Vietnam era that ended nearly 50 years ago, we need to invest significantly in new helicopters equipped with the proper apparatus that can help us combat the scourge of carjackings, because officers on the street, they can't pursue. But helicopters in the air is proven to be a significant tool to combat this issue. We keep talking about it. You know, we're told that they're looking at this, but we've been talking about it for a year and a half.
Alderman, what could a new helicopter do that the Vietnam War era helicopter cannot do?
It can fly over 70 miles an hour. The Huey that we are literally will hopefully be getting up in the air in December is large, doesn't have, you know, night vision, doesn't have the capability to track a vehicle license plate. I mean, these helicopters that other police departments have, Steve, they can identify the Coke can in your hand in the passenger seat from 2,500 feet.
Now,
they can lock on that
budget...
car. Doesn't matter if it's in a tunnel. Doesn't matter if it's under a tree. Doesn't matter if it's in an alley disguised by a building. And because when carjackings happen and the offenders flee at 80, 100, 120 miles an hour down the Dan Ryan, down the Eisenhower, law enforcement can't pursue. But a helicopter in the air can lock on that vehicle where we're not putting lives in danger on the ground and apprehend these individuals, and they've got them in the car.
I thought that Lightfoot's budget included $100 million for what they called additional public safety investments, and in her remarks, that included the replacement of police vehicles and helicopters.
Well, I can tell you this much. We've been meeting and talking about this for over a year, and when I reach out and talk to people, they tell me, have we paid for helicopters? No. We have to pay for it before they build it. And like anything in this country right now, if you haven't paid for a helicopter today in October of 2022, you're not going to see that thing until 2024.
Yeah, I can't get an SUV in a year, you certainly aren't going to get a helicopter.
I think we're misleading people when we say, hey, we're getting this. Well, we're talking about it, but you know, I was in a meeting with Superintendent Brown and the mayor 8 months ago where we were told we were getting a helicopter. It's still not here. And we continue to lag behind, while again, our crime statistics over the past 3 years, I mean, that's unbelievably alarming.
Alderman,
we're not doing all we can to combat that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to ask you about a situation going on this afternoon. Are you aware of the shooting inside the Ogden District Station?
No, sir, I'm not. This is
okay.
The first time hearing of it.
All right, well, I would hope maybe you could shed some light on it. It looks as if there was an armed offender inside the department facility there at Ogden and was shot. It looks like it's non-threatening injuries brought to Mount Sinai, but we don't know much more about it than that just now.
Without knowing the details, I wouldn't want to speculate other than this is the second time in 2 weeks in a Chicago police station. Once again, the most dangerous job in America. Our officers, you know, people walking into the police station.
Matt, thank
That's
you so
alarming.
Much for joining us. It's everybody, I think, agrees with you that we definitely need more police officers in the city of Chicago. I've got to take a break, but the budget is done, right? Has it been passed?
Oh no. The mayor just gave her budget address on Monday. Starting tomorrow, we will have 2 weeks of hearings. And I would imagine we'll see a budget vote at some point in November.
All right. We look forward to catching up with you again. Matt O'Shea, 19th Ward, Chicago Alderman. Steve has your news updates on that shooting as they become available on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.